Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got a fine co-host with me. His name is Matt Rothschild. He hosts Wisconsin Forward, a podcast that you can find at civicmedia.us, on Apple Pods, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite pods. Big thanks to Dr. Benga Adjelore. He's been on the show before. He's the chief economist at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. We've been discussing the cruel, I guess that is the word that most frequently, cruel and callous cuts to Medicaid that is really the cornerstone or one of the major pieces of the current budget reconciliation plan that has been moving through Congress. The House has slated their vote on the big, beautiful bill for 1 a.m. Thursday morning. Why are you hiding from the American public if this is such a great thing? Today, five senators coming out in opposition to the bill for a variety of reasons. Wisconsin's very own Ron Johnson, his reason being that the cuts just aren't cruel enough. And he doubled down on that sentiment this weekend at the Wisconsin State Republican Convention in Rothschild, Wisconsin. No relation to my fine co-host.
Don't blame me on that one.
Don't blame me on that one, says Matt. Let's take a listen to Rojo, who has got to go this weekend, saying, give me more cruelty. We need more cruelty. Cut two.
It's not serious. And again, the result is an increase in deficits, an increase in the projected debt. It's completely unacceptable. So I'm digging my heels in. And I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people, because trust me, I understand the dynamic here. You know, boy, you got to support the president. You got to pass it. He's saying it's. No, I ran because we're mortgaging our children's future. I'm running to help save America. I'm doing this to save Social Security. So we have the financial wherewithal to save Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid for those who it's designed for, the vulnerable, not single age or single working age childless adults. Okay? That is how the system is being gamed right now.
No, it's not. If
he was worried about the deficit and the debt, he wouldn't be giving the $1 trillion away to the super rich or $3 trillion to the super rich like him. Again, he's one of the richest people in the Senate. He's got about $100 million of assets. He can't understand the people who need to rely on Medicaid, not for a minute.
Nor does he care to. 855-752-4842. This is House of Representative Democrat Brendan Doyle making it real clear what's actually going on here. Let's take a listen. Cut 13.
Simply put, besides all of the other important issues involved in this bill, this is the overarching truth. It is the biggest tax cuts for billionaires in American history, paid for by throwing 13.7 million Americans off their health care coverage. Now, those aren't my claims. That is not subjective. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office just this week confirmed that at least 13,700,000 Americans will lose their health care if the GOP bill for billionaires becomes law. That is bad economics. It is unconscionable. Even conservative Republican Senator Josh Hawley called it morally wrong. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Josh Hawley is right.
Apparently, I should be in Congress, too, because I've been saying the same exact thing on repeat for the last few weeks. It is unconscionable. It's not just bad economics. It's immoral, which is the point. Let's go to the phones. We've got our friend Ron from Milwaukee. Ron, please say hello to Matt. What you got for us?
Hi, Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Ron.
Boy, it gets so tiresome listening to these guys. I mean, I've been around politics for upwards of 50 years involved or just voting, and their story hasn't changed, except their rationale has changed. For example, here you have Ron Johnson, who just spent a couple of terms in office, or nearly that much, saying Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, right?
Right.
Now he's saying, I want to save the Ponzi scheme. You know, he's not saying I want to reform things. He's saying I want to save it. I don't know what saving it means. It means, you know, running it into the ground. It sounds good until you pick it apart. It's just, it's so frustrating. And these people, you know, they sort of weasel around and everything. I would say the only thing I feel good about is that I do think people are starting to catch on. Mm.
From your lips to everyone's ears, Ron, Social Security, you want to fix that funding, the pressure point that's coming? Scrap the cap. Actually tax the dollars earned over these ludicrous income cutoffs, where after I think it's like your $260,000th dollar, you don't have any Social Security tax applied. Just
Elon
get rid
Musk,
of that.
Yeah, Elon Musk pays the same amount in Social Security taxes as someone who's making $260,000. That's crazy.
Insane.
I want to thank Ron from Milwaukee for calling. I also want to encourage everyone to call their representatives. Call Ron Johnson, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121.
I got Matt Rothschild in the guest co-host seat with me. I'm coming back. So is Matt, and so are each and every one of you. Get on the phone lines now. It is wide open. It is just going to be Matt, myself, and each and every one of you. We're going to talk about the recent Supreme Court emergency decisions. We're going to talk about Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis. We're going to be talking about Ukraine, all coming up next here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be right back after these messages.